This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Good morning, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan. We've got Jenny Puamanuka, Steve. We've got my friend Rod and my friend Simon over here. Now, last week I was talking about the living creatures. God desires us to be people of the throne. And it actually says in Ezekiel 1 verse 22, above their heads over the firmament was the likeness of a throne in the appearance of sapphire. So if you close your eyes and just imagine that sapphire stone on your head, which represents the throne, and above that was the likeness of a man in amber gold. So there is an orange man sitting on the throne, and as an independent candidate, I'm going to be identifying with the orange perspective, okay? Unto you who fear the name of the Son of Man, shall the Son of God arise with healing in his weeks. He's called the Son of Righteousness. So that really blew me away. And with my Rainbow Ribbons program, if you focus on three colours, the blue, red and green, the blue stands for righteousness. The red stands for sanctification or belief, the blood of Jesus, okay? And then you've got yellow because there's an electrum coming from the Lord Jesus Christ on the throne, and that's the colour of gold and yellow. So I'm representing the Orange Justice Party. So this is kind of wonderful. And now interviewing my friend here with the Independents, his name is Steve. And Steve, you want to be an anti-corruption officer?
Yes, I do. Yes, yeah. That's what I'm here for, Jack.
So you will be challenging corruption?
Corruption in our government, corruption in our judicial system, from the courts to the police online.
Yep.
And corruption, well, not so much corruption yet, but I'm keeping a very close eye on our educational system.
Right. Mm. So with the rural mayor in Otorohanga pushing back on super cities, saying the royal voice, the rural, I shouldn't say royal, the rural voice will not be listened to. So we had the idea of a super cities, but now if we're going to have a super council applied to all the mayoralty, where's the voice of independence? Where's the people's voice challenging the way the money is spent on wars, water, infrastructure? That's all wrong, isn't it?
It's totally wrong, yes.
We need to tip that whole system upside down and getting back to the independents.
Yeah, I'm getting a whole paper together, Jack, on stupid spending. It'll just blow them out the back door, easy.
Now, and you were going to stand for what?
Private prosecutor.
Private prosecutor.
The prison system is damaging and hurting lives. Basically, the legal system is unaccountable to God.
So you'll be doing citizens' arrests? What about this idea of Paul Henry standing for the ACT Party?
Now, no.
We don't need more shock jocks. We actually need solutions and people of understanding. We need the independent voice.
Do you remember that time he got kicked off live television and pretty much banned by the BSA for laughing at the Indian name Sheila Dixit?
Oh, yeah, no, no.
Do you
These
remember?
Are our own opinions.
No, watch no, out no. For the beers. That's her last name. It's her last name.
Right.
And he was laughing. He was laughing. And the whole of New Zealand was like, you're a racist. Get off. You're racist.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, here's how the conversation goes. The Governor-General says, Mr. Young, you're Prime Minister. And I'll say, Mr. Henry, we want you in Cabinet. Welcome. Yes, he says, I would like to do that. We'll give you Minister of Environment. There you go. That's your portfolio. How would that go then, Jack? How would he go with collective decision-making when 99% of the room vote one way and he's the one disagreeer? Will he be able to get in behind the collective decision of Cabinet? That is my question for Mr.
I've always found him very annoying.
Why is that?
And I don't believe he should even have a position on TVNZ.
You reckon?
Yeah.
He's on the board, isn't he?
Now, David Seymour removes control from supermarket duopoly, allowing them to put prices up. Do we want the prices to skyrocket?
No.
Well, why should you vote for David Seymour? Because that's what he believes in. He wants to give all the rich the power of control.
I can't even afford a packet of eggs weekly. Do you know how expensive they are? Why do you think I want the prices to go any higher, Jack?
Jack, on the drive over, if you won $6 million and lived off the interest on the interest, let's say you got 10%, so that's $600,000, and then of 10% on $600,000, $60,000, which is the average New Zealand wage. So everybody that's retired is equivalently got a $6 million win, and they're living off the interest on the interest. And that also applies to the other group in New Zealand, which are called tedious, according to, he used the word tedious. What's his name again? I've forgotten. Yep. Mr. Henry, now, he called them tedious. He calls people that are living off $6 million tedious, Jack.
Now, you're standing as an independent candidate, and you're going to have the portfolio of Minister for Justice. Now, we at the Theosophical Society,
come
we had
on,
a
Jack,
meeting.
You're selling it short. As I said, the Governor-General has to talk to one of the 120 MPs who's going to be the Prime Minister, and you need to, as an independent, think that you are Prime Minister.
Rod, yes. Rod, you have to act like you are the Prime Minister.
Yes, I want to hear from Mr. Kelp.
And working with your cabinet, could you handle that?
Sorry.
With the conscience vote, you have to sit in the position of working with the Governor General and act like you are the Prime Minister of this country, because then you are governing the nations, where people are coming from, you're governing how money's spent. And so it's a good point that Rod has brought up.
Yeah, I act like that anyway, but it's a piece of cake. Yeah, I'll happily do that.
Now, Rod, I want to ask you about the ancient and Vedic jurisprudence, solar system jurisprudence, rooted in ancient India, intended to apply to all humanity. Authority develops from Dharma, scripture, custom, and philosophical tradition. Authority is proposed to arise from humanity's shared stewardship of the solar system and future constitutional development. So we at the Theosophical Society, we are holding the line, focused on self-determination, who we are, being there for everyone, not slaves of a few elitists at the top.
Jack, a lot of people walked around and thought about law in jandals, so what you're talking about is the past. Musk's got his little rocket heading into an Artemis out to the moon, so we need to have some jurisprudence, some law theory around what we're going to do when we get out in space. So even though that stuff is good that we got back in the old days, we have to realise that we need to push forward into a forward focusing. So it's good to draw on the old, but we need to think about where we go in the future.
But just a little bit of hot news on those global elitists. There's like a false democracy. So they are really, that just behind the scenes, they are doing what they're doing hard out. And they're like here right now, we're trying to create democracy and freedom.
Yes.
But so we got to go
freedom
more harder
fighters,
out than before, because they like they did with the whole COVID thing. They're working their evil plan. Don't put it past them.
Now, what I'm finding amazing is the government and corporates are mirroring pulpiteers in the churches. We're all supposed to be priests, headship believers, and counterpart bride of Christ. And the Bible says, first the natural and then the spiritual. So coming back to what I said about the Theosophical Society, this problem about a top-heavy system like the pyramid, where you get all these global elitists or people in control of the top of organisations and holding us all to ransom, and the people's voice, true democracy, has been shut down, not only in New Zealand but around the world. Yes. When are we going to turn that pyramid upside down and start to listen to people and the independent coalition?
Mm. Jack, did you make your bed this morning?
Yes, I did. Now, what do you...
Like Mr. Phelps is going, what do you mean by that? What I'm saying is the democracy of an individual making their bed this morning before they go out and change the world. And that's where I was getting to. We all have self-determination. And the beautiful thing of the law that we have here in New Zealand is two people freely associating and they can then form business partnerships together. That is the real heart of English common law.
You know, what I find amazing, this week... I found out that in Argentina, surviving Nazis chose Argentina for a refuge because President Perón was a geopolitical influencer, being influenced by the Germans who had control of the communities. And after the war, he actually protected the Nazis. Okay, and I can't understand, we've got this beautiful song coming up, Evita, and she was married to Perón, so...
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I find this amazing that they supported Nazis.
Mm.
And that I see the same thing happen in New Zealand, with the right wing has taken over control, working in with corporates, working in with elitists around the world. Yeah. Will the people get a voice anymore? Will we all be slaves and will we all be shut down in an anti-democratic system?
That's what we're here for. That's why we're in this room. Am I right, Jack?
Yeah, yeah.
I think human comfort and ease will be the one that's going to bring in the crowd. Like facial recognition, they're already making your order, and you say, I want a burger, please. This whole AI thing, I keep away from it.
Well, if you've got 6,000 followers on Facebook, are they able to get on the electoral roll and vote for you?
Firstly, Simon, I'm dead against AI. I think it's transhumanism.
Utilise it, definitely.
I hate it. I will not utilise it.
Now, I would like to talk about the Lifeline Presbyterian support, 100,000 people that they listen to, and they operate telehealth services. Okay, and they're being gifted by the government $4 million going to mental health and addictions, and because they've cut back on a lot of the frontline services. But I have my own chatbot now, which I'm learning to operate online, and it covers my functionaries, and it teach people suicide first aid, and I'm training people as ambassador functionaries online. So to my way of thinking, AI is amoral. It can be used for good or for evil, you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm trying to think ahead of the future. I mean, Simon gets upset when I mention past the bot.
I think we had that discussion, Jack, about when it starts doing your conscience. When it gets self-conscious, mate, it's a problem.
Anyway, at St. Francis, I learned that Luxon is a Christian who should challenge Modi on three pastors being killed in South India by Hindus and Muslims. Mm. So we have a horrific toll of persecuted Christians. The number of Christians killed a year is in the thousands right around the world.
And
so,
it's rising all the time now.
So if Luxon was a true Christian, wouldn't he have a word in Morty's ear and say, Christians are being killed in your country by Hindus and Muslims. What are you going to do about it?
Exactly. Exactly what he should be saying.
Yeah. Mm. And I was amazed at the Auckland Lynmore supermarket. Mm. A person went berserk and he stabbed about six people. And he was a Muslim supporter because he was with ISIS. So to say that we're unaffected by Muslim extremists is wrong.
Of course it's wrong.
It's affected some... people have been stabbed in New Zealand.
Even here in New Zealand, yes.
Now, I advocate a multicultural understanding because I actually want to be there for everyone, you know what I mean? And we go to a theosophical society where we like Hindus, and even when I meet Sikhs, I go, Amen, Lord Jesus. I use the Om chant. To reach out to them. So.
Jack, just a shout out to some ham radio peoples. Noel's listening today. Today ZL2ACK. Hello, Noel. How do the theosophical people feel of the spectrum of ham radio, the electromagnetic radio waves?
Oh, Hey,
Coz,
how's it going?
Yeah, so there's a scripture in the Bible. Dave is actually leaving St. Francis. Because I believe in St. Francis. I'm a third order Franciscan and I love nature and everything else. Although I was running around the park yesterday and a dog sort of ran towards me and this lady sort of had this Labrador or whatever. And I stood still for a minute. I said, oh, is that dog going to attack me? But this scripture said, God seals the hands of everyone, sovereigns included. So therefore, it mentions in Job 37 about the storms, the fires and everything else that God has allowed them in his sovereignty because God seals the hands of everyone. And in the scripture, it talks about the man with the suitcase going through and marking on the head, sealing on the head, all those who repent over the wrongs of Israel at the time. And it mentions being sealed in the Holy Spirit. So when you talk about the Antichrist, you're either sealed with Christ on the forehead as a believer in the Lord Jesus, spiritual Israelite, or you're sealed with the Antichrist, the false system. So what seal do you have, Simon?
Definitely the seal of God. I am not livestock. I am not cannon fodder. I am not a good business opportunity for a de facto law criminal organisation that took my sovereign rights off me as soon as I was born. My mum unwittingly registered me with the system, and I have become an artificial juristic construct for a legal and made me a legal fiction straw man. So what do you think?
Now, I was handed by Simon, who just spoke then, the Judicial Review Procedures Act 2016, and I'm just been reading through the purpose of it, Jack, and the purpose of it is to enact in part one, Judicial Amendment Act 1972. So I'll pass it over to Mr. Thalps now.
Yeah. So I have in front of me a candidate nomination form, and I'll contact them later on because we need to... Have you signed one of these yet, candidate?
No, I haven't, no.
Have you got your two witnesses? I need to talk to the electoral office about that process. And Steve Hart, we're going to be meeting up with him probably Sunday at the cafeteria
over
Ham East.
At this stage.
Yeah. And he's got this wonderful manifesto of the Ecologist Party of New Zealand. He says, the bus is heading for the train station. This train is bound for glory. The train station is about to leave, and hopefully we'll have more independent candidates on it. Now, some of his policies are constitution, national sovereignty, peaceful foreign policy. What's Winston Peters saying about the bomb that was let off by China on that submarine missiles in the Pacific and opposed to that because our security needs to be concerned about that.
Of course.
He's also talking about universal human rights, individual dreams and creativity, ecological spirituality, one nation, one country, one people. People by commons identity, by cooperatives. So you have a community participation. So this is brilliant, stuff,
isn't
it?
Well, that's in Coromandel. So he's running for a position in Coromandel, is my understanding, Jack. What's your position here, you two here in Hamilton? And this radio show goes out to Hamilton. So can I hear 1 minute of you and Mr. Phelps's thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are I'm pro family restoration, family justice policy, but I stand as an orange justice policy party supporter. under that banner, because I'm under the Lord Jesus Christ and the electorum of the man on the throne of God, and I connect with that throne, so I get my orders direct from my Heavenly Father and so forth. Family restoration, social justice, health and arts, because I actually stood for the health and arts when I was standing for the Republican Party a few years ago. We had equal and human rights before the law, government as it should be, family restored, the biological and extended family, young Republicans working together better, Green Pact sustaining our growth. So you want to be an anti-corruption officer, don't you?
Yes, yes I do.
So you need to start defining your policies. And I think that Steve Hart, he needs to be here, because we want to have a pamphlet that we can hand to people and say, you can vote for us. We are independent candidates. We agree on some things, but we don't agree on all things. But that's okay, because, you know, major on majors, not minors, and everyone, we all need to work together. So
yes,
with his policies, the Constitution, what do you think about having our own Constitution?
Yeah, I like it. I like that idea, yes.
Yeah, yep. Because at the moment we don't have a real constitution.
No, we don't.
What do you think of national sovereignty? I don't like the word national, because it has to be we're all sovereigns. Yeah, hear that? I hope you're listening, Steve. Okay, transparent government. Yeah. Transparent government.
Obviously the important thing, and I agree with Simon here about private prosecution, and this document here talks about the exercise of statutory power or the fail to exercise statutory power. Any individual has the ability to challenge, very similar to like how the ombudsman works, where the ombudsman gets up there and protects a little single person from a big government institution. Now, my point, Jack, is we all should be empowered in this country to do private prosecution and to take to task. So what I'm saying is you don't have to be in Parliament or run to Parliament to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's where that comes from.
Wow.
But when those that do, because Parliament's the highest court, it's higher than the Supreme Court. Doing when you're running for Parliament is
office.
You're running for the highest court. But you are still underneath this act here. You still are accountable. And so it's very interesting, the essence of what Mr. Phelps is saying.
So you're talking about the three areas of the executive, legislative, executive and judiciary. If we don't have judges answerable to the people, we end up with clowns governors in absolute control.
Yeah.
So everyone has the right to do a private prosecution.
And the government are pretty transparent, pretty dumb.
Yeah, that's where your William of Orange came in, because what happened is Parliament under Cromwell made it so that the king couldn't even walk into the chamber where the laws were made, if you understand, even though they were the constitutional head. And so, yes, you can make your bed, but my point being, Jack, is that you have to understand that the laws that are made, we as voters, as citizens, still have the power to challenge the highest authority in this country.
Hoorah, Roderick!
So what about one nation, one country, one people? People by common identity. I think that's a brilliant idea. But when it comes to the treaty, there are different ideas that we have. We want fairness and equity for all. My vision is for all tribes working together. But this was the anti-governance people that were saying equal status for all citizens based on one person, one vote. But that denies the bottom class people who need to be responsible citizens.
Jack, you need to think about 66 million acres of New Zealand. 186 years ago, the treaty allowed ceding of certain parts of the land to the English common law crown, and that's where we are today. 5 million still retained, never been ceded by Māori. And so my question to you, Jack, is how do we empower that population to be prosperous in New Zealand?
Yeah, so we need to work in with all tribes even with a multicultural perspective. We need to honour the treaty, but we have to discuss it, because when I was with Alex Phillips, I received his mantle when he had died, and we had the Madonna Falls, where we a lot of Maori people were healed. So I am pro-Maori, provided it's not trickle up, but trickle down, because if you get a few people in control, they will go for a corporate understanding of taking all the money. So we need to understand, even if the different Maori parties, where we are coming from with the treaty. Can we be two on a bike, you know, for bicultural understanding?
No, Jack, it's not just all for the iwi, right?
I believe what Steve Hussey.
Now, Steve, what did you want to say?
It's not all for the iwi. It should trickle down to all of us.
What do you want to say? Something?
No, I'm just saying I agree with Steve Hart. The treaty's a load of rubbish.
No, you're wrong. No, I'm not saying that. We have to work in together to bring an understanding, so we understand self-determination, and we need democratic assemblies where we can talk. Because if you get this one person controlling the whole outfit, what happens?
So this is the voice.
So we can work together.
The Declaration of Independence.
So where I'm going to say is these little shoes here, Peter's shoes, he should be coming in now. This is his time to talk, because you're doing your will at the moment, Jack,
yes.
and your son will inherit it. When Māori signed up with the British Crown, they could have gone with Russians, they could have gone with Americans, could have gone with the Germans.
But they were
all whalers, the Norwegian. Mm. They chose English, and so like they passed the will on to the English common law system, like from a father to an infant. And there was only 2,000 Europeans at the time, and there was 200,000 Māori when they signed it. So you have to think of the infancy. And at the moment, we as a treaty partner have become a protesting teenager, and we don't know what we're doing, and we're running amok. And an Indigenous population is watching how we control this legal system that we have.
So we need to have democratic assemblies. We need to come together, and we need to talk about these things, and perhaps we need frontline activists to bring a bit of attention to what's going on.
Wasn't it interesting that they didn't show the protesters when the Indians came over here? Because the protesters would have told the truth.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, it's just an opinion, Mr. Phelps.
So Māori should have been challenged about the deaths of the Christians. There'd be thousands of them in South India, and three pastors in 1 month were taken out by the Hindus and the Muslims. So there needs to be accountability right around the world. If we're going to represent Indigenous peoples and multiculturalism, we need to know that the jihadists are not killing Christians around the world. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, look at Trump, what's happening at the moment. Yep. Apparently there is another route apart from Hamas that people can take, but Trump is using absolute control, because I don't like jihadists and people who kill 30,000 normal citizens who stand up for their right. So as an independent, I stand up for them.
But isn't it funny, when the Supreme Leader passed away after 30,000 of their own citizens were mowed down in 4 days, notice that they're not mowing down their citizens now, because they know he's going to do round two of exactly the same thing, and he will whittle the pencil both ends, rubber at one end, sharpen at the other, and he's just saying, look after your citizens, give them rights.
So everybody needs to understand that there's an orange man on the throne of God, and the voice of the one who spoke to me had white hair. And his voice was the sound of many waters. He had burnished feet, and he had an electrum breastplate. So therefore, there is an orange man sitting on the throne, and we should learn to develop that relationship with the throne, with the Lord Jesus Christ, and learn to see the Lord walking in white, you know, and bringing transformation to the world around us. And do remember Lifeline Telehealth. I've started up my own chatbot online, and the Manifesto of the Ecology Party. Thank you very much for listening to our show. We're promoting the Independent Coalition, and I'll talk to Steve about how we can all work together and get our pamphlet together and begin to move. Okay, so thank you very much for listening to the show again.
Thank you, everybody.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.